As well as the normal difficulties that happen within families and impact children in their formative years and beyond, people of African, Caribbean, and Asian descent also live with the generational impact that slavery, partition, the caste system, indentured labor, colonization, and empire have made on its family structures, on image of self, and on interpersonal relationships. In this audiobook, you will hear from African, Caribbean, and Asian men and women who have either decided that they wanted to improve their relationships with themselves and with others, or had hit a crisis in their lives and had decided that they would use counseling or psychotherapy as part of their journey of change. Let's hear from a black man whose past was psychologically holding him hostage. What made the counseling relationship as challenging as it was healing was that there were not many people that he could trust.
When I first went into counseling, I wasn't ready to deal with my issues. I didn't know what to expect, or strangely enough, how I should act during sessions. So instead, I spent all my time talking about work and non-important stuff. After having a mini emotional breakdown of sorts, I went into therapy with a new counsellor and found the experience difficult but rewarding. I can't lie, near enough all my sessions that I went to, I felt sick all the way there, sometimes even from the night before. I was so nervous and scared to get my issues out in the open, even more so with a stranger that I had to pay. But week after week I went and got through it. I wouldn't say that counselling healed all my issues, but it made me face up to my past and start looking positively towards my future. It has given me the tools I need to cope when things get tough. I'm not in therapy now, but I would not rule it out of my future. Sometimes things in life get hard, and we can't deal with it all by ourselves. This I now know.